Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
College football has added some rules that could create havoc this season. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. In the ongoing effort to protect football from a game that has proven more and more dangerous, the colleges have followed the NFL in adding some rules to keep concussions or serious head and neck injuries from happening. One set affect the defense, and the other should make quarterbacks feel safer. As we head into game week and the start of a new season, here is what you will see for the first time, so be on the lookout for it. Any hit that leaves an offensive player defenseless carries an automatic 15-yard flagrant foul penalty and ejection from the game. That includes nailing an airborne receiver after he catches the ball, but before he hits the ground. Place kickers, punters, and punt returners in the act. Initiating contact with the crown of the helmet carries the same penalty, and that goes for hitting a quarterback after he has released a pass. There is one caveat to this rule, and it's a doozy. A player can be flagged for a flagrant hit and ejected from the game, but it is reviewable if a coach uses a challenge or the replay booth wants to see it again from a myriad of angles. If ruled that the offending player made contact first with his shoulder, then he can come back in the game. But the 15-yard penalty stands because penalties are not reviewable in college or professional football. Makes no sense, right? A player can be thrown out of the game for spearing, and that call can be reversed upon further review. But the penalty must stand even if the player was shown to have not committed a penalty. Coaches understand the new rule, and the smart ones have coached their defenses during the preseason to stay away from headhunting. But trust me, the first time an ejection is reversed but the penalty stands, coaches and players are going to go bonkers. Wait and see. Savage hits before a running back has full possession of the ball is just as punitive under the new rules. And it would have completely nullified Jadeveon Clowney's helmet-jarring tackle against Michigan last season and put the massive South Carolina defensive end out of the game instead of making him famous for the most-watched replay on YouTube. Michigan's Vincent Smith had not fully grasped the ball, so instead of being the subject of Clowney's monster hit, he would have been the reason the big guy watched the rest of the game from the sideline. This is Archansky. See ya.